Hello, welcome to Astrology Alchemy. I'm Sheila Belanger, your host for this podcast. Alchemy is defined as a seemingly magical process of transformation. Spiritual alchemy is the process of pursuing the gold of your true nature by transmuting the unrefined limiting parts of yourself. In this podcast, I'll offer you inspiring insights from current astrology cycles that support your path of turning your personal lead into gold. More resources are available at the website on theedgesofchange.com. Hello and welcome to episode number 256 of the Astrology Alchemy Podcast. I'm your host and guide, Sheila Belanger, and this is the podcast for the week of April 15th, 2024. Here's a sentence from this week's poem. The long party that your life is. This week we have this enormously important astrology cycle of Jupiter and Uranus coming together in the heavens. But before we talk about that, first of all, I want to honor how are you doing post-eclipse, the magnificent, powerful solar eclipse in Aries, whether you got to see it or not. The energetic shifts that are happening all around the world, and the power of millions of people looking to the heavens like our ancient ancestors did, to be in awe and wonder of the evolving changes inside and out. You might still be feeling the energies of the eclipse, of this seed point of new ways to be Aries, to be healing Chiron with the solar eclipse in Aries, to own who you are authentically in a sacred way. You might also be feeling an eclipse hangover because they are very intense emotionally. So it's normal. Take care of yourself. Now, this week, we continue some phenomenal gifts from the Aries energy. And it has to do with three of the archetypes: Mercury, Venus, and Chiron. So we continue this deep theme of healing. On Monday, April 15th, Mercury, still being retrograde, is conjunct Chiron at 19 degrees of Aries, which is where the solar eclipse occurred. And this is the second of three Mercury-Chiron cycles right now. The first one was on March 20th, also at 19 degrees of Aries, and the last one will be May 7th at 21 degrees of Aries. So if you know your astrology and you know your chart, you can see where's 19 or 21 degrees of Aries is in your birth chart. If you don't understand that language, don't worry about it, because again, the archetypal essence of it is a change. Mercury being retrograde right now, this is the archetype of the storyteller, the communicator, and the one who makes narratives. It's in a current 3-week retrograde cycle, which means it looks like it's going backwards in its orbit. It's not really, but it energetically is saying, whoa, 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 slow down. Review the narratives, Mercury retrograde, about who you are, Mercury in Aries. Especially review the healing gifts that want to come forward, because Mercury retrograde is conjunct Chiron. This is this amazing asteroid comet shapeshifter character, wounded healer archetype, who, when it's active in a cycle, is saying, lean into the healing. Find and honor the gifts in the wound, both personally, ancestrally, and collectively. The journey with Chiron and Aries is to look at the old wound stories, Mercury, Chiron, old wound narratives of yourself or your ancestors that say, I can't be me. And some of the wounded survival strategies with this is, I'm all alone, Aries, I got to do it myself, nobody's at my back. And you get armored up. I'm not going to show anybody who I am because I'm not going to be accepted, and so forth. These are pain stories that you may carry, your ancestors may carry. And in this Mercury Chiron healing journey from really equinox until the first week in May, all of us are getting to look at that and rewrite the narratives and say, that's not true. I can be who I really am as a gift to the world, you know, to be who you are in your life. And then on Friday, April 19th, Mercury retrograde is conjunct Venus at 17 degrees of Aries. Now, Venus is the relational one, the lover. And this archetype really helps us recognize what we care about, what's important to us. Our style of relationships, whether it's with humans, it's with the world, nature, animals, one-on-one. And Venus in Aries is saying, I want my independence and I want everyone else to have their independence. I want everyone to have their birthright to be who they are and to support that. Now, when Mercury and Venus come together, again, it's a review Mercury. It's a narrative storyteller, communicator in retrograde saying, okay, what do I really care about? And if I am doing the healing work and helping to metabolize those old survival strategies of defending myself and getting angry and aggressive as a way to protect myself, that's wounded side of Aries, what do I really care about? And how can I have the courage, which is very Aries, to speak to myself the truth of what's important to me? And speak the truth of, I'm okay. I do belong in my own unique way. And through that, everyone belongs. It's a welcoming of everyone coming together. It's kind of letting go of the two small narratives and being open to what is deeply of value. And how do you spend your life? Venus has a lot to do with our resources and what we invest in. So Mercury retrograde in Venus this week is like, invest in a different story. Okay, that's more healing. Chiron's there. And then Saturday, April 20th is the big cycle that astrologers have been talking about beyond the eclipses, which is Jupiter comes together with Uranus at 21 degrees of Taurus. Jupiter, the teacher, the mentor, the one connected to our paradigms and beliefs. Expansion, it's a big expansion archetype. It's a big gas planet in the solar system. Uranus, the maverick, the liberator, the change agent, wants to shake things up, wants to shake us out of unhealthy, constrictive status quo and go for it. Whenever Jupiter comes to something, it expands. Whenever Uranus comes to something, it destabilizes and shifts everything and innovates, okay? So you can just imagine those two archetypes together, what the powerful prayer and opportunity is. And Taurus is a grounded earth sign that's about being embodied and sensual and feeling secure and stable. It's also about our deep connection to Mother Earth. My deepest hope is this coming together of Jupiter-Uranus is an explosion of innovation and awakening for all of us to recognize not only our need to steward the earth so much differently, much more innovatively, and freedom for everyone, animals, ecosystems, etc., but also this entire wound paradigm of scarcity and the hoarding and the punishment of other, you know, through famine, through war, through taking away, you know, through exiling, and blowing that up in a sacred way and saying, we need new paradigms. That's part of my filter with it. I'll tell you also what my colleague Astra Butterfly says about this conjunction. She says, Jupiter conjunct Uranus is an exciting transit in itself. Jupiter is the great benefic, bringing opportunities for growth and expansion. Uranus is the planet of progress and surprises. We have a Jupiter-Uranus conjunction once every 13 to 14 years, and it's the only time it happens in Taurus during our lifetime. So just note that, the rarity of that. Jupiter conjunct Uranus promises to bring a very exciting opportunity in the Taurus sector of your chart. And I'll just say here, if you don't know where that is in your chart, it's just about your resources, your groundedness, your sensuality. There's something magical about this transit, she goes on to say. Uranus brings the excitement element, and Jupiter suggests that while we may not anticipate what Uranus has in store for us, it is likely something positive. Of course, just because a transit looks great on paper, this doesn't mean everyone will win the lotto. Okay, it's very much about expanding your paradigms. She says, whatever happens or doesn't, around the time of this conjunction. Pay attention to any messages or downloads you receive. There will be opportunities, but you have to seize them and you have to say yes to them. Keeping in mind, messages coming this week, Mercury retrograde with both Chiron and Venus. What really is the way you want to spend your life energy? And the great challenge with Uranus to Jupiter is a radical shift in your paradigms. And it really suggests the hoarding, the have-nots, that has to be blown apart. We have to destroy that consciousness, that worldview, and remake our world to bring it back to life in a new way, to steward our relationship to the earth and one another and our resources in an innovative way that gives freedom and support for all beings in all ways they show up. That's Uranus. It's a very egalitarian, be true to yourself kind of archetype. So notice, you know, and this is not like a one-time deal. I mean, you've been feeling, sensitive people have been feeling this cycle coming for at least a month or so, and you'll still work with it. Again, if you know your chart or you can work with an astrology, you can find out where 21 degrees of Taurus is and get more details. And then finally, on Sunday, April 21st, the day after, Venus is conjunct Chiron at 20 degrees of Aries. So here we have this completion this week of these three archetypes coming together. Remember, Venus is about relationships and values. Chiron is about healing yourself and healing old ancestral trauma and collective trauma. Venus and Chiron, the great gift of it is valuing yourself as you are, valuing others as they are. Can you collapse the toxic spell of othering and say, you do you and I'll do me, and it's okay, all right? Plus also Chiron and Venus says, what am I spending my life energy on? You know, Aries, am I doing it in a way that lets me be even more real in who I am? Or am I caught in spells? I'm in habits of screen time and gossiping and, you know, fear-mongering and all kinds of ways that I spend my life energy. Is that really true to me? Look at that and see. And then the same day, Sunday, April 21st, the Sun squares Pluto at 2 degrees of Taurus Aquarius. And where this then comes in, it's kind of like the icing on the cake, because the Sun is the conscious self. You've heard me talk about the hero, heroine, the awareness self that says, here's my life journey. Here's what I'm living, here's how I'm growing and expanding and illuminating who I am in the world, the Sun. Pluto is the great transformer, that deity of the lower world, the underworld, that says, lance the wounds of the underneath poison. Pull the carpet up, go look at those basement boxes. What's stinking? What's dying? Let it die. Now, the Sun has just gone into Taurus, so here's that grounded, earthing energy, that need to feel secure and stable and sensual, square some rubs, some odds with the great transformer in early on in Aquarius, which is a sign of the collective, of the need for innovation, the need to do things very, very differently. So Pluto in Aquarius says, change all these worn-out, poisonous structures of power and hoarding and othering, right? We have plenty of examples of that in the world right now. But the tension is the Sun says, yeah, but what's the cost to me? What am I going to lose? Okay. How's it going to compromise my security? And that is the greatest tension in our collective world, because those of us who are privileged, especially if we're white or in a colonial white dominator society and conditioned as such, we got what we got. And the deep systemic challenge from Pluto saying this is not going to last. Not only is it not morally and ethically right, it's also totally unsustainable. So there's that tension in this week when we have Jupiter Uranus saying, radically change your paradigms about resources. And the Sun comes along in Taurus and says, yeah, I want to look at my resources and my security. And somehow there's something being asked of me to make some big changes, to remake my world so there is more space and freedom for all. Okay. So there, dear ones, taking a breath. Okay, big, big cycle. So the poem I want to offer you to honor this week is by William Stafford, and it's called A Valley Like This. A valley like this. Sometimes you look at an empty valley like this, and suddenly the air is filled with snow. That is the way the whole world happened. There was nothing, and then. But maybe sometime you will look out and even the mountains are gone. The world becomes nothing again. What can a person do to help bring back the world? We have to watch it and then look at each other. Together we hold it close and carefully save it, like a bubble that can disappear if we don't watch out. Please think about this as you go on. Breathe on the world. Hold out your hands to it. When mornings and evenings roll along, watch how they open and close, how they invite you to the long party that your life is. So, dear ones, breathe on the world this week. Hold your hands out to it and to yourself, and be open to radical new beginnings. Thanks as always for your continued support. Don't forget to check out my Jupiter Uranus course, Radical Rebirth. Go to my website on theedgesofchange.com to the astrology page. Get more details. Come join me in the guided journey to open up to a radical rebirth. Thank you.
You have been listening to the Astrology Alchemy Podcast with your host, Sheila Belanger.
More resources are available at the website on theedgesofchange.com.
Thank you for listening. Bless your alchemical journey to embrace the gold of your true nature.